A search operation for tourists who went missing after rain-induced floods in Gilgit-Baltistan's GB, Baybuzar area concluded on Monday after 14 days, while their funeral prayers were held in absentia. Pakistan has been grappling with severe flooding caused by cloudbursts, glacial lake outburst floods, GLOFs, and intense monsoon rains since June. These extreme weather events have resulted in several deaths and injuries across the country, with the GB region among the hardest hit. After deadly floods swept across GB's Baybuzar area on July 21, the deaths of 7 people had been confirmed but 12 remained missing. Besides the missing, the region's death toll stands at 10. In a statement today, GB government spokesperson Faizullah Farooq said, "The funeral prayers of the missing persons were offered in absentia in Baybuzar." He said that the search operation on Baybuzar Highway, which had continued for 14 days, has now ended. All vehicles have been removed from the debris, but no trace of the missing persons could be found, he said. The hopes of the missing persons being rescued in the flood-hit area have been dashed, he added. Last week, the GB government had intensified the search operations on Baybuzar Highway. Daymare Police, GB Scouts, Pakistan Army personnel, Rescue 1122 and local volunteers took part in the search efforts. Drone camps, modern equipment, sniffer dogs, technical mechanisms, heavy machinery and human resources were used for the operation. 5 family members rescued after 4 days in Gaiser. Separately, 5 members of a family trapped because of a flood 4 days ago in GB's Gaiser district have been rescued and taken to a safe place, Gaiser's Rescue 1122 said today. Family stranded due to floods in Gilgit-Baltistan is being rescued. Photo provided by Rescue 1122 Gaiser. According to Gaiser Rescue 1122's media coordinator, Shak Reis, a lightning strike washed away the road connecting the flood-hit area on the evening of July 31, causing 5 members of a family to be stranded on the other side of a river in Gopas Khatam village. Today, the team rescued all the members and moved them to a safe place by boat, Shak Reis told Dawn.com. Food was also delivered to other affected families during the operation. 62 houses, water supply and electricity systems, along with health and education centers, were severely affected by the flood in the Ishkoman and Gopas valleys of Gaiser. According to local political leader Zafar Mohammed Shadamkal, lightning struck at 11 places simultaneously, causing severe damage to houses, buildings, schools, roads and power plants. He added that 600 people have been deprived of drinking water. On Thursday, cloudburst-induced floods in Gaiser and Hunza districts caused significant damage to the irrigation channel in Galapan village in Upper Hunza's Gojil, which provides water for over 50,000 forest trees, according to residents. The next day, a glacier burst in GB's Bagrot Valley had resulted in the death of one person, while his father was injured, according to the regional government's spokesperson.